Kansas, and during the summertime, my siblings and I went without shoes as often as possible. Over time, we developed some thick skin on our feet, and we could run over gravel and climb trees without feeling much pain. I found the same sort of thing happens if I don't pay attention to every word that people say about me. Over time, I developed some thick skin and can handle criticism a whole lot better. King Solomon once said, "Don't pay attention to every word people say, or you may hear your servant cursing you. For you know in your heart that many times you yourself have cursed others." So what if the next time I overheard someone putting me down, I just let it go? What if I remembered how many times I've said negative things about others? Well, I'd develop some thick skin, I'd avoid a lot of drama, and maybe I'd get more work done. That'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises today. Hot and humid again with a high temperature around 92 and a heat index near 100. Scattered random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours and then fading out tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, not as many storms. In fact, they will be isolated. Many towns will stay dry. Hot day tomorrow with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index will be near the 105 danger level. And then on Saturday, storms will become more numerous again. Scattered to numerous with a high temperature around 94 and then a 30% chance of more storms on Sunday. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet today because it'll give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry and the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fred Mark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fred Mark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced, totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back into News and Views. Ugh. Did you get that informed delivery from the USPS?
Yeah.
Where they scan your email, they scan your mail and send it to you?
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, you can sign up. Yeah, yeah, you can sign up for that. The problem is...
Do they scan it all?
Yeah, like, that's what's coming to my mailbox today. I mean, look, you can see the pictures. The problem is... Oh, people only send me bills. Nobody sends me money.
I was just going to say, I don't get anything worth a in the mail.
No one ever sends me money in the mail.
No.
Hey, Baron, here's $500. You know, hope your life is a little better.
Yeah, things that aren't ever going to happen.
Yeah. So I don't know why I look at this every day. It comes about this time every day. It's right between 8 and 9. But I looked at it just a second ago, and I was like, ugh.
Right. More bills.
Bills.
No matter what, they just keep stacking up, don't they?
You even got to pay to bring a life in this world. That's the most.
Pay a lot of money.
That's the craziest thing. The greatest thing for the American economy is children. So why would the government not just say, if you have a kid, we'll cover it? You know, now you got to pay for it once it's here, but we'll get it through the first 2 days.
Right.
You know, it'd be better than any tax cut. It'd be better than any investment. Tell people, don't have to worry about the baby. We'll take care of it. We'll take care. It'll be good for you.
It's a lot of money.
This is the socialist side of Baron Coleman.
That's right.
The welfare side of Baron Coleman. Please, Uncle Sam, pay for my babies. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Oh, they do pay for some people's babies. We won't get into that today.
Right, that's the thing.
There's a whole host of people that pay nothing for children. A
lot of them.
Our number, 272-9228. If you want to get in, it's 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's the second hour of News and Views. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. As we are together on Thursdays, Jack Campbell skips most Thursdays. But he'll be back bright and early in the morning. In the meantime, we get luminaries, calling luminaries like Randall.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I tried to call earlier, I promise. I don't know, it kept going in, so I took the back, you know, the old phone. You know, you listen to Baron, you might chunk your phone a couple of times.
What? No.
But I wanted to get in on that. I still can't believe that y'all sit here and talk like Obama done any and negotiate to begin with. I mean, like that man really wrote that. I mean, he ain't write no Obamacare. Come on, that stuff was set up 10 years ago, 15 years ago, even 25 years ago. I mean, they might have been taking pictures and shaking hands and smiling, but we all know now that they wasn't doing no negotiating. I mean, it was played by book. I mean, the CIA has done it. I mean, why? I mean, this is Thursday. Can't we talk like we're supposed to talk?
Yes. This is Thursday. This is the day to get weird.
I mean, they don't act like the, you know, it's Trump that this comes say. I mean, he is saving the world. I mean, he is doing it. But if they was the man, if they would have killed him a year ago, man, I don't know, man. What would we be at? I mean, we'd be at the same ABC 1, 2, 3. This is what we do.
Well, since it's Thursday, let me say, if I would be stunned if they've not tried to. If they didn't try to awfully quickly. I would be stunned. Think about this, Randall. Think about this. The highest levels of our intelligence community, FBI, CIA. Oh, and let me tell you, I got a little bit of a different take on Rosenstein now than I had a week ago. I wanted to get through the Alabama election. I was in no hurry to give it. But you know how I kept saying, Randall, on the radio now for a year, year and a half, that I have no evidence Rosenstein is a bad actor? I now have evidence Rosenstein is potentially a bad actor.
Really?
Yes. Verifiable, indisputable, bulletproof evidence that Rod Rosenstein may very well be a bad actor. May very well be a bad actor. Now, there are innocent explanations for everything I will bring to you. So I'll cover that at some point. It may not be today, but it's Thursday. Maybe it'll be today.
But you have to play along to get along. I mean, and I'm glad he's changed. I mean, if you go back, Donald Trump, I mean, donated the Democrat Party, man. That's what you had to do. I mean, look what, man, there's so much you could go over today. I mean, to track
did
it
you
down,
see
I mean,
the thing where Comey said that he's encouraging people to vote for the Democrats
yeah.
in the congressional
yeah,
races?
Yeah, that's what they need.
I mean, what in the...
This guy is under federal investigation for leaking, lying to agents, breaking the law on classified documents and others, and he is taking a political position. You know why? Now think about this. What is the allegation against Trump? That he fired Comey and that's obstruction of justice, right? Now Trump, because he wanted to kill the investigation. Comey wants to elect people who will impeach Trump so that they'll reorder
the investigation against him.
Against him. I mean, Comey's doing the exact same thing. This is what Goebbels said. You accuse your opponent of doing what you do. This is what this was like Goebbels 101. He invented this.
Yeah.
I hate Nazi analogies, but sometimes they're so freaking prescient and appropriate, and it shows you what's going on and what's going to happen.
I mean, they don't care about them little people. I mean, Comey is just a piece of meat to them.
Comey knows now he's been thrown overboard, and his only chance at survival is getting in a president who will clean up after James Comey. You know, and I don't know what they think impeaching Trump will do. You think Mike Pence is going to go along with these guys? I don't know.
I mean, I think it's too late now. It's out there. I mean, but I'm going to tell you, I know some of the stuff you're saying they talk about is Russia, but man, some of these places way off. I don't know. Satellite radio just put urban politics and stuff, man. Some of the stuff they're trying to kick around and stir back up, that, you know, the OK sign and all that. I mean, they can't accept it. I mean, that he's turned the world around and it's going to dig this racism stuff back up again and again and again. I don't understand. I understand why, but I don't understand why everybody can't just come out and start saying it. You know, I guess out of Blue Water, who else? You know, owns their own thing to let their men do.
Well, therein lies the key, Randall. You got to have somebody with independent media, not corporate national media. Hey, I got to run. Thank you. Think about the position Donald Trump is in, and he's done two things that I think realign how people run for president in the future. One is he refused to release his tax returns and made no apologies for it.
Yep.
I'm wondering if the days of candidates releasing tax returns are over. And I hope they are. That's a ridiculous qualification. No, I'll release my tax returns. That tells me nothing. It tells me absolutely nothing. The second thing is, the man has kept his own personal security in addition to the Secret Service. I wonder how many people in the future are going to do that. Just based on the fact that he's still alive, and they know, everyone on Earth knows that nobody wants him alive that's in power.
Right?
This guy, Donald J. Trump, has forced the media in 24 hours. Think about where they went in 24 hours. 24 hours ago, or 2 days ago, they were telling us that the greatest threat to humanity is foreign interference in American elections. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Non-citizen interference in American elections. And then just yesterday, the media is roundly praising and lifting up San Francisco for allowing illegal aliens to register to vote. My question is, are there any Russian illegals voting in San Francisco? Because in 24 hours, they completely reversed course. This is what I'm saying. That when it comes to Donald J. Trump, consistency is irrelevant.
Correct.
They don't care about consistency. If the greatest threat to the republic is foreign interference in elections, why the hell are you registering illegal aliens to vote? That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't see how anybody can see that. And I think the American people are smarter than the media. I don't think they're being led astray, because they've been beating this Russia drum for 18 months, and less than 1% of Americans, when asked what's the biggest threat to America, cite Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 1%.
Hello, the 1980s want their foreign policy back.
Yeah, I think most people agree with that. What's Soviet Union?
Yeah.
Rocky defeated Dolph Lundgren.
That's right.
You know, this war's over. The wall is down. I got a piece of it at home. Everybody has a little spray-painted piece of concrete, and they think came from the Berlin Wall. I mean, everybody. Probably paid like $89 for it. It came from some parking lot in West Philly.
Exactly.
not to crap all over your memorabilia, but I'm just saying.
Wrong.
You know, unless it was flown in by the American military, it's probably not the Berlin Wall.
Oh, you think that's the Berlin Wall? Wrong.
Wrong. Vlad sold that. Anyway, 272-9228. If you're on hold, sit tight. We'll be back with you. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, we're here each and every day. 24 hours. Within 24 hours, they went from saying foreign interference in American elections is the biggest threat to the republic to defending San Francisco for registering illegals to vote. Defending them. That this is new, a citywide municipal policy in San Francisco. If you're illegal, you can register to vote in San Francisco. But the biggest threat to the republic is illegal influence in elections from foreigners. Say your name's Tom, and you work at a pencil factory in Ohio. How do you reconcile this when you come home at night? You don't. And you tune out the media.
about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Views. We have a school group here. Now, you guys can talk now. Actually, somebody grab it. Who wants to be the station representative? You? You talk a lot. Here, grab that microphone. Sit right here.
One of you two.
Sit right here. Oh, you don't want to run my air? Oh, come on. Okay. Fair enough.
That's all right.
Well, just know I tried. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy.
This is our second school group of the year.
That's right.
What a lovely group of children. Hey, Chrissy, how old are they?
15, 16.
Yeah. 17, 18. Yeah, good kids. Good kids. Thanks for coming by. That was fun. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 21 minutes after 10 o'clock, 272-9228. Let's talk to David.
Morning, Baron. How are you?
Doing well, David. How are you?
What am I, cut glass?
Yeah. Hey to you, too.
also named David.
Yes. Hey, you know, you were dead on when you started talking about them saying that Trump's the greatest threat to the Republic. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, now, the greatest threat to the Republic is the modern-day Democrat Party, you know, trying to register millions of illegals to vote in this country and trying to give amnesty to tens of millions of them.
Well, it's... You've nailed it. I mean, you've isolated the problem, identified it. Now we just got to figure out a way to convince the people to fix it.
Yeah. So anyway, I got to run. Take care.
All right, thanks. Oh, man, I didn't get to ask him about the race at Hockenheim this weekend. You going to watch it?
Yes.
Former German resident?
Of course. Hockenheim.
What years were you in Germany?
1984 to 86.
Okay.
Summer of 84, summer of 86.
Well, they'll be racing Formula One in Hockenheim this weekend.
Hockenheim.
Qualifying Saturday morning.
Hockenheim.
Saturday morning qualifying, race Sunday morning. Be sure to tune in on one of your ESPN channels for that.
It's just fun to say now.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Oh, doing good. Doing good. Got a little bit of insight into the Bay Area. I lived out in California two different times, 84 and 85. I lived in the East Bay and up in Sacramento from 85 to 88. And I've got a girl that I dated in San Francisco from 84 and 85. I still keep in contact with her. She is of Nicaraguan descent. Her parents immigrated, but legally, and she was, you know, natural born United States. And her biggest complaint is the illegal aliens, not only the Latinos, but the Russians as of late. The Russians are all over the Bay Area, and she said that they're taking over. I mean, it's just like the Russian mafia was running the country. Well, you know, they've exported them. And they're, you know, taking over the construction trade. I hear a lot of that's going on over in Atlanta and right next door to us. But, yes, the Russians indeed are in the area. So, I mean, if they, you know, they can't exclude the Russian illegals now, can they?
Well, that's my question is, if you're registering illegals to vote, aren't you admitting that you are facilitating foreign influence in American elections? I mean, I'm not being smart, Cranky. I'm not being smart at all.
No,
I'm asking a dead serious question.
Right. It seems pretty obvious, right?
That every liberal and leftist should be required to answer. And the fact that our press has not forced them to answer these questions.
Our press is just a hell of a lot worse than Pravda ever was.
But the Democrats are about to fire up their presidential campaign for 2020. It'll happen probably in the next 6 months. Every single one of them should be compelled to answer the question, will you support stopping local governments from allowing foreign interference in elections? Because that is essentially what it is. And the same thing with voter ID. You want to make sure Russians don't vote in our elections? We need voter ID. You know? We need to make sure Russians aren't in there posing as Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman. Hi, I'm David.
Doc.
You know, that's not ever going to happen.
No,
I think the republic is lost. I mean, we've got a stopgap for the next 6 years. I think
Donald Trump can turn the clock back 40 years, but we'll have to come up with another one in the next 30 or 40 years. This killing 100 years of globalism, going back to 1917, killing 100 years of globalism cannot be done in 4 years, but a big chunk of it can be done. And I think 35 years of globalism can be pulled back in 4 years. Certainly in 8 years. We can rewind the globalist clock back to pre-George H.W. Bush, 1988. Electing George H.W. Bush president is one of the worst things this country's ever done. Period. End of story.
I agree with you.
And I'm not looking back. I mean, it didn't make sense at the time because hindsight is 2020. Would Michael Dukakis have ushered in globalism as well? Yeah, probably. Probably not to the same extent, not as quickly, but yeah, certainly. But if you could go back and look at the Republican primary from 1988, someone was Donald Trumped. I guarantee you. Somebody was Donald Trumped.
Well,
somebody got the Donald Trump treatment. They were treated as a boob, an idiot, a loser. Someone is out of touch with reality. Someone is a bumbling idiot, doesn't know what they're talking about. Somebody got that treatment.
Well, the end game, though, they've got control of the schools. They're teaching, you know, look what they're teaching in the schools. We will ultimately lose because they will indoctrinate enough people to think their way, and that was the goal all along, well before the Department of Education was ever set up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm an old fart. I don't care, you know. I've lived a good life. I've done what I can do. But I just hate it for the good people that are left out there. I mean, you know, you've got a great family up and coming, and it makes me sick to think about. Well,
I believe what the former Archbishop of Chicago said. He'll die in his bed. His successor may die in prison, and his successor may die in chains, actually being martyred. So that's the future of America. That's where we're headed. Don't doubt it. Don't discount that reality. You know, there's a genocide going on right now in a major country that was once a nuclear power. An actual genocide. Where the president of South Africa said, we're not saying kill all white people yet. There's 70,000 white people that will all be murdered and butchered in the next few years in South Africa. And Western countries are refusing to take them.
Oh, there's nothing in the press about it. I know what you're talking about. I've heard of it, but you had to dig to find
it. You have to dig to find it. This is in a major country. South Africa was a nuclear power 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen, they were celebrating Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday yesterday on Google. You know, remember Nelson Mandela? Yeah, I remember him. He was the one that was necklacing. There's a reason he was in prison for all those years.
Well, I don't want to relitigate that, but I'm saying in the present, this is happening. You're seeing actual genocides right now, and nobody's saying a thing about it. I'm telling you, things are changing in this world, Cranky. Things are changing in this world. And Donald Trump does give us a reprieve, but if it's only a reprieve, his presidency's been in vain, and it all ends poorly in the end.
Hey, it's genocide, but I mean, they're doing it to steal the land. I mean, you know, all they've done is just a rapid acceleration of socialism.
Yeah.
My friend, I think it's been a slow news day. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Other than the fact that we've just identified 70,000 people at risk. Cranky. Oh, excuse me, Rodney. Yeah. That was Cranky.
Yeah.
I had your names.
Hey, if you're waiting for it, that's all you want to do is the Democrats to tell you that, I'm sure they're going to tell you that.
Tell me what?
Tell you whatever you want to hear.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you whatever. We beyond that. We in the middle of a revolution. People need to wake up and understand what's going on. This started with when they weaponized the Laura Lerner and the IRS against the Tea Party. The Tea Party is taking over the country. Trump ain't going nowhere. Trump will be here for 8 years. Matter of fact, see if everybody can figure this out. Trump will be here for 16 years. Okay? And we're going to get this stuff straight. We're not working with these Democrats. We are proving that they cannot be worked with right now. We're about to shove it down their throats so hard and so long that it's going to be 16 years before they can come up for a breath of air. And if you can't figure that out, you ain't very smart. Because I'm telling you now that Trump will be there for the next 8, and Trump will be there after that for the next 8.
I hope you're right, my friend.
Well,
Rodney gives me hope.
We will see, because I'm telling you now, the revolution started with the weaponizing of what happened during that administration. I'm not going to mention no names, but guess what? Let's see if they're smart enough to figure this all out, that the 80 to 90% of the... Just watch Trump's numbers. Just watch them. Mm. Watch the numbers. They already know what's going to happen in the midterms.
Oh,
they
let me tell you.
Know.
Republicans are going to do very well in the midterms, and Republicans are going to trounce in 2020. And anybody who doubts the reality of what I just said, just sit tight and watch. Donald Trump will win more electoral votes in 2020 than he won in 2016. You just go ahead and write that down. Rodney, thank you so much for your call. Always informative when he gives us a call. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. David L. Mowry.
Larry.
And that's Mowry, M-O-W-E-R-Y.
Mallory.
Mallory. We'll be back. Get up off of that thing and dance to do you better. Get up off of that thing and dance to do. Sing it now. Get up off of that thing and dance to you feel better. Get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure. Get up off of that thing and shake the juice.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the...
must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Well, I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. You got something big coming up, Dot.
Customer Appreciation Day. It'll be the 21st of July.
What can we expect from Customer Appreciation Day?
There'll be some great sales going on, as well as the gift certificates and some light refreshments.
You know, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall is the type of place you can take a day and just explore all the treasures.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, we've got an elevator. We have a handicapped restroom. We've got everything for you, and it's air conditioned.
All right. Give us the information again on Customer Appreciation Day.
9 until 6 on Saturday, July the 21st, there'll be drawings for gift certificates and light refreshments and great sales going on.
What about your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get at MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get at MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises today. Hot and humid again with a high temperature around 92 and a heat index near 100. Scattered random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours and then fading out tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, not as many storms. In fact, they will be isolated. Many towns will stay dry. Hot day tomorrow with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index will be near the 105 danger level. And then on Saturday, storms will become more numerous again. Scattered to numerous with a high temperature around 94 and then a 30% chance of more storms on Sunday. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet today because it'll give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on Thursdays. I played this for you, Dave.
I'm flattered.
Believe in miracles.
My friends over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484. That's Tom and Augustine Duncan, 328-2484. Look, I know Thursday sometimes we get a little weird, conspiracy theories and all that. There's no conspiracy theory surrounding good tree service. There's just not. You either hire a company that does it right, or you hire a company that does it wrong. There's no third option. There's no somebody that hits hit and miss. I might get them on a good day. No. If they're not licensed and insured, if they don't have 15 years of experience, probably not the people you want to invest in. Right, not the people you want to invest in. Chippewa Charm Tree Service is qualified and highly recommended by the folks over here at News and Views. So get them on the horn, 328-2484, Tom and Augustine Duncan. Even if you just want a quote, You know, you don't have to commit to cutting down a tree today. Have them come out and look at it. Tell them what they can do. I mean, you might have six or eight trees there, and you think, maybe we need to take them all out. And they'll come out and say, well, have you thought about doing this? Have you thought about doing that? Moving this one and taking this one down a little bit and reshaping this one. They can do all that. They can do all that and more. 328-2484. Tom and Augustine Duncan. 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Look them up on Facebook if you forget the number. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. And you will be thankful you got in touch with these pros, I promise. Gino.
Yes, what an afternoon story. Today is thumbs up for law enforcement officers.
That's right.
Yes, and I've got a story that's took a couple lying in bed, and when he reached over and run his hand up around her neck and down, underarm, down leg, and one side, and up the other side, and down the other side, and got
it's
up.
It's a family show, Gino. I know.
We got up on the other side, and he stopped. And she said, why did you stop? He said, I found the remote control from TV set. All right, y'all have a good day.
Never on topic, but sometimes funny. Never on topic, sometimes
never.
Funny. I actually like that one. I had not heard it. Have you heard that before?
No, I hadn't.
That's good. The best jokes are the ones you hadn't heard. The best jokes are the ones you hadn't heard. Our number, 272-9228, I guess we'll let you tell your joke. If you tell a joke, make it quick. But I did you grow up on stand-up comedy?
Oh, God, yeah.
I loved it. Stand-up comedy in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Better than it is today. Today's gotten too political. Too political.
Everybody has to have their like super woke takes. And
Yes. And the women have just become vulgar.
And they all have to identify as gender neutral or something, you know.
I don't understand.
I agree with that.
I don't understand the vulgarity in female comics.
Well, men can do it.
No. Men don't talk about their sexual conquests exclusively in comedy. Right. Some talk about it sometimes. It seems like every mainstream female comic, that's all they talk about.
Right.
I don't care. I think they think it sells tickets because men want to hear women talk, but I just don't care. All right, headline of the day.
Headline of the day.
And this is evidence that even Donald Trump can't control every aspect of government. An almond doesn't lactate. This is the headline in ARS Technica. An almond doesn't lactate. I didn't know that we needed to know this. The FDA is going to crack down on the use of the word milk.
What if they called it almond juice?
I'm not sure that's any better.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's like it grows, right? Like on trees, don't they? Don't they grow on trees? I think they do.
Almonds are a tree,
it's like you can dry, like, you know.
Almond juice?
Like cherry juice or fruit orange juice.
Well, but they have an actual juice.
Almond juice.
Do almonds
Well, some
have...
of these, if you, like, put them in water and soak them and crush them up and whatever
that's how they
do
get the milk. That's how they get the milk.
I ain't mad at almond milk. Like, you know, it's...
I like almond
milk. I mean, I don't, like, drink a glass of it, but I use it a lot.
I used to drink it because we had a couple kids that were pretty sensitive to dairy in their younger days. Create a running situation.
Mm-hmm.
Green apple trots, I think, is what Jack Campbell refers to it as. And so we would keep almond milk, and it's richer and creamier and sweeter than regular milk.
Yep.
What's not to like? I like sweet stuff. I like rich and creamy. I like almond milk. It's just fine. U.S. Food and Drug Administration seems to have soured on non-dairy milk. Get it? Alternative products that use the term milk in their marketing and labeling, like popular soy and almond milk products. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb announced Tuesday that the FDA will soon issue new guidance on the use of that term, added that products aren't abiding by FDA policies as they stand now. He referenced so-called standard of identity policy that regulates how milk is defined and should be identified. I don't know who's pushing this, but is there anyone who's confused by the term almond milk or soy milk that they think it's a milk beverage? Am I the only one who knows where milk comes from?
Because if you are confused.
If it ain't got nipples, it ain't got milk.
Right.
Not under the technical term. Goat milk? Cow milk?
Camel milk?
Have you had camel milk?
I've never had it, but like...
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I have a friend that lived in UAE, Qatar.
I was going to say, it has to be a sandy country.
Yeah, it was one of... Abu Dhabi.
If you looked around and thought you were in a kitty litter sand...
And they have like...
Box?
Yeah, it's really funny because they have... I mean, it looks just like our milk section, but it says camel milk on it.
All camel milk.
Yeah, it's all camel
milk. Why?
Because they have camels over there, not cows, I guess.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Because Spanish didn't invade them like they did America.
Right. Huh. The English invaded them.
They didn't have cows.
And used the camels. Yeah. I've seen Lawrence of Arabia.
Well, the English didn't ship with cows.
Right.
The Spanish did.
They did. Yeah. La vaca.
Yeah. And so they brought cows with them wherever they went.
And horses and pigs.
Yeah. That's why if you know you're reading a book that purports to describe events that were pre-European arrival in the New Americas, and there are the presence of things like cows in those books, you know that book is fiction.
Any kind of pack animal, frankly. Any kind of pack animal.
Really?
They had llamas. In South America, they had llamas.
They didn't have wolves?
No. Oh, I meant pack as in, like, that's not the right word. Like something that you would put stuff on to carry it for you.
I thought you meant wolves.
No. There's a different word for it, but, you know.
Animals you can pack up and travel with.
Correct. Any of those or anything with the wheel, because they didn't have the wheel either.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
But they built Machu Picchu. We can get weird.
We get really weird. I love these types of things. You know, before the Aztec Empire was formed, the University of Oxford was formed.
Yeah, that's right.
That freaks people out. Yeah. That sound you just heard in Montgomery were minds being blown all over the river region.
It's the other.
Well, or you'll hear in 10 seconds because the delay is.
Yeah, the other one that I love is that we are closer to Cleopatra right now.
Yeah.
Than she was to the building of the pyramids.
Yeah, that's under accepted modern science.
Correct.
You and I know.
That's like, yeah, even if you just take their word for it, like, yeah. Hey, this thing was built 2,500 years before her.
Have I asked you what you think the pyramids were actually built for?
Yeah, we talked about it. I think it's power generation.
Power generation, yeah. Clearly. And using tools we don't have access to.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's just anyone who tells you it was built for a tomb, don't believe anything else they say.
Wrong.
Who's this?
It's Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, what's going on?
How y'all doing this morning?
How are you doing? We're real good.
The reason I called is I just happened to be working at a dairy farm in 1979.
Yeah.
And the reason the milk issue has come about is the American government, due to subsidies and so forth, has got billions of dollars in advertising. They've changed the whole culture, according to the expose I watched. We're the only country that actually drinks milk after you're out of your infant age, because basically it does nothing for your body. After your bones are developed, it does nothing. But we advertise to the tune of millions of dollars to keep the subsidies so the dairy farmer can stay in business. And there's a big lawsuit going on right now because dairy farmers are pissed because they're using milk in their almond, and it's not milk. It's squished sap out of a nut.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd ask the question, that's where it is. The government has supported them for so long trying to keep them in business, and the advertising, you'll drink milk. Well, that's all government subsidized. So they're putting the FDA to making sure that milk is milk and almonds is almonds.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll have a good day.
That makes sense. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
That makes sense. They're mad because it's basically competing because people see the milk and then...
What the hell do they eat with cookies?
Almond juice.
What do they drink with cookies?
Almond juice.
Oh, come on. Does he say we're the only country that drinks milk?
No, but but we're the only ones that have, like, the... Like, you can't get raw milk here. It has to be pasteurized.
Well, I can.
Like
I drink
that.
It every day.
Well, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah. I got a dealer.
Yeah. But you remember, like, you ever been to Europe? They have, like, this creepy milk. Like, it's like a... It looks like we would buy stock in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, like, on the shelf.
And it's in a bag.
Yeah.
Some
or in a bag.
In a bag.
Yeah. That freaks me out, too.
Bag milk. That's how they sell it in Canada. Bag milk.
That's creepy.
What a weird country, Canada.
If it's even real.
No, but I buy raw milk, and everybody needs to have on hand a raw milk dealer. There needs to be more of them. There are people you call to get illegal things. No, right. I'm just kidding. No, you do feel like
dealer.
Yeah, you feel like you're buying drugs because they're like, you can't consume this, right? That's illegal.
Yeah, like they have to tell you.
We'll go to prison. Oh, you have to sign stuff for most of them. You have to sign stuff saying you'll only feed it to the pet. Yeah, I'm getting 10 gallons a week for my pet. And a very thirsty cat.
Very thirsty cat.
Very, very thirsty. Myra, get in here. The cat is thirsty again.
I actually have a...
4.5 gallon.
I have a young cow, but I don't have the mom, so I just have to keep feeding the cow from your raw milk. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's why I'm buying so much raw milk. 14 minutes to the top of the hour, 272-9228. If you want to get it. No, I mean, if you look at the studies on raw milk, your skin is better.
Really?
Oh, man. It's got enzymes and probiotics that are killed through the pasteurization process.
Right. I do know that.
So you're getting gut health. You're getting digestive enzymes. It doesn't oxidize the cholesterol and the fat and the protein in there, so they're coming in a healthy fashion. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, people who drink raw milk, the skin problems are less, allergies less. I mean, there's just no reason to go drink the pasteurized stuff. Cook with it, because it doesn't separate. The homogenized and pasteurized.
Right.
But drink the raw.
I hear you.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sweetheart, don't you just love eating out on the deck?
Yeah. Hey, would you pass the ketchup, please?
Oh, it's right in front of you, dear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so dark, I couldn't see it.
Spending time outdoors is a lot more fun when you can see what you're doing. The experts at Crosby Electric can illuminate your deck and your whole yard for greater enjoyment, safety, and security. Crosby can upgrade your interior lighting, too, for an exciting new look.
Can I get you some more coffee, dear?
Please.
Whoa, oops! Hey, tripped over the extension cord to the kitchen.
While they're at it, Crosby can add receptacles on your deck or anywhere they're needed for safety and convenience.
Here's your coffee, hon.
Oh, it's cold. Oh.
Darn, must have tripped a breaker again. Maybe we should get my cousin Fred over here for some electrical work.
Isn't Fred the one who accidentally burned down his garage?
Yep, that's Fred.
I think I'll call Crosby Electric.
Don't put off electrical work that can make your life better and safer. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. According to MLS statistics, houses in the River region are selling very well. At the current pace, we should set a record for sales of existing and new homes this year. Over 3,200 homes have sold in the last 6 months in the River region. Over 40% of these homes sold in the first 60 days of hitting the market. We have changed this year from a buyer's market to a seller's market. The average price of homes that did sell was $165,000. The median price was $148,000. What are buyers looking for in homes today? Houses that are market ready sell quicker than houses with repair issues. Location helps attract buyers, but condition and price is what sells homes in this market. For a market update from the Real Estate Source, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Forevermark is a diamond brand from De Beers Group of Companies, and every Forevermark diamond comes with a promise that it is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. This promise is symbolized with the unique Forevermark inscription at its heart. Of all the world's diamonds, less than 1% are eligible to become a Forevermark diamond. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry proudly features Forevermark diamonds at its Montgomery location. Visit Marguerite's to light up her smile with Forevermark diamonds. Forevermark, a diamond is forever.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So much Amy Winehouse. Are you kidding? Are you listening to this? This is why I play so much. Soulful, bluesy, smoky, gorgeous. Just the best. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Listen to this. We get the best listeners or what? Text message moments ago. Just now tuning in, so not sure if you've talked about us. I have not. This is Four Healthy Pets, by the way. But for those who want less than 4 gallons of raw milk, we have Primal and Answers raw goat milk at the store. Some goat milk frozen treats include ginger or turmeric. We also have kefir. Any of these products are great added to pet food. So I agree with you.
I am a goat herder.
Well, if you're a goat herder, you know where to go. Sell your goat milk. Now, so Four Healthy Pets. That's the level of commitment to the community I'm talking about. Raw milk is so good for pets. So good for pets. Kit Kats particularly. I mean, it's just wonderful. So if you want your Kit Kat feeling good, get that Kit Kat some raw milk. You can pour some milk in there. You can pour some of that hydrogenated, or not hydrogenated, but the pasteurized and the homogenized milk and all that. You can pour that in the dish, and the cat will drink it. But if you want the cat to really flourish, if you want the cat to really do well. So they have, if you want less than 4 gallons of raw milk, they have Primal and Answers raw goat milk at the store. That's Four Healthy Pets. Now listen, Four Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway. I turn to these people for all my pet needs. Flea removal and grooming, food, snacks, accessories. They have, the homeopathic kind of remedies, holistic type remedies for dogs. They've got supplements. It's just amazing. They've got some drops I give my dog. Keep it calm for storms, cut down on inflammation, and they work. So get by there. Go see Teresa, my friend over at Four Healthy
Pets.
They're
good people.
Good people. Actually, I need to get by there pretty soon. I've got about 4 or 5 days worth of food left. I'm not going to re-up. They can get you on a regular service over there, regular service interval, so they can always have what you need. They'll never run out because, boom, 6 weeks, you need a new bag of dog food. It's there waiting on you. Got your name stickered on it. All you do is walk in.
They know what you need.
Pick it up, walk right back out. It's fantastic. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. My friends Teresa and Amber over at Four Healthy Pets. FourHealthyPetsOnline.com. You can get all some more information there. FourHealthyPetsOnline.com. On the Atlanta Highway in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center, right next to Faulkner University, up the hill from Faulkner University, same side of the road. 6 minutes till the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman with you. Who's this?
Red Top.
What's going on?
Buddy, this is just part of the other wider discussion about how corrupted the Commerce Clause has become. You know, the fact that we have milk price supports. And then starting way back to your favorite president, Teddy Roosevelt, with the sugar situation. And it's ironic because now we have the government forcing people about the description of milk, but they support the price of milk artificially. And what you're saying as well about non-pasteurized milk, how is raw milk is illegal to be sold. It's just corrupt and crooked, man.
Well, I'm with you on a lot of that. I will say this. You will not find in Baron Coleman perfect conservative credentials when it comes to food support and manufacturing support, because farm subsidies, I'm a fan of, a big fan of, for national security reasons. I do not want to be importing wheat in a time of war. Say we have to go to war with Europe one day, and they provide all of our wheat because we paved over all the farms because it didn't pay enough for farmers to grow wheat. I don't want to do that. I don't want our people to starve. It's already bad enough that we couldn't manufacture a military in the United States if we had to in a time of war. It's the first time in history that we've been at risk of going to war and do not have the capacity to manufacture military armaments in our own country. The first time in history since the founding of our country in the 1700s.
Yeah, they screwed up big time.
Yeah, and I don't want to be that situation in food. So corn, wheat, cows, milk, sugar, I want the basics grown in the United States. And if we have to pay farmers to grow them, we have to pay farmers to grow them. It's got to be competitive. And if they could plow that field under and put up an apartment complex and make more money, they will, because that makes economic sense to them. And I'm a big fan of making sure we have protein and carbohydrates and milk and sugar in this country, in our soil, growing. And nobody's ever going to convince me that farm subsidies should be done away with. Nobody.
I know, but it is made only the big corporate farmers.
I understand the reality
successful in this country, which is really a bad
It is, and maybe they should modify them to go to the middle class family farmer.
I mean, but we also have 330 people feed, and I mean, there's a lot of reasons for it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, also 100 years ago, you know what you and I would be doing right now, Baron? Farming. That's what we'd be doing.
Yeah.
We'd be subsistence farming out on a plot to try to feed our family.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody had a little quarter acre they could grow.
You know what we're not doing now?
Farming.
Hey, Baron's the only one with enough farmhand.
That's right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. No, look, I mean, I understand the libertarian bent and the desire to do away with farm subsidies and corporate welfare and all that. I get that. But you know what? We have to have dirt to grow vegetables.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to have dirt to grow wheat and corn and sugar and everything else. And you got to have something for cows to eat so that they can have protein and milk. And if you don't have those things inside the United States and you're in a world war, guess what you can't do? Feed your people. You think the Depression was hard on people? We could grow food in the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I mean, you might not have a job, but you had dirt outside the back of your yard. And you had cucumber seeds from the year before. And you could get by. You could get by. And you and your neighbors get together, and they had chickens in the back, and people were laying eggs. And, they, you know, you don't want to do away with the ability to feed your people.
Right.
And globalism has made it cheaper to produce food in other parts of the world and then import it back in the United States. And we do a good share of that.
Yeah, we do.
But I like the fact that the United States has the foresight and vision to make sure we have some capacity to produce food here at home. Some capacity to produce food here at home. This is the problem with libertarianism. There is a libertarian paradise on Earth. It's called Somalia. Anybody's free to go there. They got beaches.
Yeah.
Beautiful place. It's warm. Plenty of sand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Bermuda, but without a government. And I don't see a lot of people booking vacations to Somalia, this libertarian paradise. And until they start doing it, I'm going to believe that libertarianism is a failure.
Look at me, Baron.
Now, I have some libertarian
Look
bits.
At me.
I'm the pirate now.
I am the captain now.
Yeah, the captain now. Listen. I understand there's some good values to libertarian thought, and I like the fact that there's a libertarian strain running through the Republican Party right now. I like that. But let's not get carried away.
Right.
Let's not get carried away. We'll be back. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. More news and views in mere moments.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.